From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007 when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. British police now say that they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the bombing of a subway train in London. The police said in a statement that they arrested a 21-year-old man in the West London suburb of Hounslow, which is home to London's Heathrow Airport, just before midnight Saturday. He was arrested under Britain's Terrorism Act earlier Sunday. Another suspect, an 18-year-old man, was arrested. Amber Rudd is UK's Home Secretary's extra security measures. Says that they were in place.
Well, following the attack in Parsons Green last Friday, the police have made good progress with what is an ongoing operation. The Joint Terrorist Analysis Centre, which reviews the threat level that the UK is under, have decided to lower that level from critical to severe. Now, severe still means that an attack is highly likely, so I would urge everybody to continue to be vigilant but not alarmed. As the Prime Minister said last Friday, the military were called to support the police so that armed police officers could have a greater presence on our transport network.
And ISIS has claimed responsibility for the assault. The terrorist group has a history of claiming responsibility for attacks. This is VOA News. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. The Montreal meeting took place in preparation for the annual United Nations General Assembly, the main events of which began Tuesday. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a different message shortly after the statement was released. She said in the tweet, "Our position on the Paris Agreement has not changed." She said POTUS has been clear, U.S. withdrawing unless we get pro-America terms. According to various sources, Kuwait will expel North Korea's ambassador to the Gulf country along with four other diplomats. The announcement comes just 2 days after North Korea launched another missile over Japan and less than a week after the United Nations imposed additional sanctions on Pyongyang for conducting its sixth nuclear test. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. At least 21 Americans have suffered what the State Department calls incidents that have led to a variety of symptoms, including hearing loss, concussions, headaches, ear ringing, and even problems with concentration and common word recall. Though investigators have explored the possibility of sonic waves or an electromagnetic weapon, no culprit or device has been identified. Rohingya refugees fleeing conflict in Myanmar into Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter. That's according to Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter. A stark warning given by Save the Children as aid agencies struggle to cope with the huge numbers fleeing violence in Myanmar. A government offensive against insurgents has driven nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims into Bangladesh in what the UN calls a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. They arrive exhausted and hungry.
A roadside bomb in northwestern Pakistan Sunday killed a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The deadly blast took place in a volatile federally administered tribal district on the Afghan border. An official said that the administrator of the Mamun sub-district for Wad Ali was being driven to a border village. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.